This morning we're speaking with the Public Relations Officer of Zonta Caboolture, and of course that's Sue Droughton. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Sue, last time we chatted, the club was very much involved with young girls and getting them to apply for the Sandra Cook STEM Awards. I believe you've had a couple of women that have done that.
Yes, we have, Rosemary. We had two exceptional young ladies who are both in their first year of university. See, we have two STEM awards of $2,500. So they both won the $2,500 Sandra Cook STEM Award. And they were presented with their awards and money at our International Women's Day this year. But we have applications are open now for 2026, and those winners will be announced at the IWD International Women's Day celebration next year in 2026. Applications close at the end of this year. All people got to do is go to our website.
And all the information's there. That's great.
All the information is there, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Sue, you've celebrated 32 years of wonderful Zonta. And, I mean, that happened on the 3rd of August. What achievements in that time. You must be so proud.
Oh, Rosemary, I think the proudest I am is of the members of the Zonta Club. The incredible work and time and effort that our members put in to raise money for our service, for our programs and our services. We support so many local agencies, you know, the Centre Against Domestic Abuse, the local police stations, just so many education awards, so, again, like the Sandra Cook Award. So, and this is not possible without the hard work of our members to raise funds. That is what I am proud of.
Well, congratulations to Zonta Caboolture for that 32 wonderful years of giving. Sue, that's what it's all about. Now, what's next for the Zonta Club of Caboolture?
Well, I hate to talk about things that are happening in November because we do have our 16 days of activism. But once again, we still have to raise money. So on Friday the 5th of September at the Morayfield Community Hall from 10 o'clock, we are hosting a fashion parade, butterflies and bling. So the cost is $25 with a full morning tea and teas, coffees, beautiful sandwiches, beautiful food to be held on, as I said, the Friday, the 5th of September. We have a fashion parade, fashions by Pina Colada. And so we still have not many tickets available, but some. Okay. So if any of your listeners would like to come and, you know, sort of come along and support our organisation, support Zonta Caboolture, they will know that every cent that they spend with us goes to our agencies, our local agencies, our local projects, you know, be it breast cushions for the Caboolture Hospital, seatbelt buddies for the Caboolture Hospital, blankets for the soft rooms in the police stations. They will know that they're supporting us.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with Sue Droughton from the Zonta Club of Caboolture, keeping our community connected and informed. And if you'd like to hear this interview again, you can listen on 1015fm.com.au website and search a podcast. But don't forget, Friday the 5th of September, $25 for the beautiful fashion parade and morning tea.